8 minutes past eight. Good morning. You are listening to Get Cereal with Tilly, Liv and Charlie. That was Islands in the Stream, Tilly, by Kenny Rogers, from one genre to the next now, because joining us live on the phone is rapper Mau Power, who's a local leader and a lyrical storyteller at the crossroads of Indigenous and hip-hop culture, and he's here to talk about the release of his new single, which comes out on Saturday, Koiki. A very good morning to you, Mau Power.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on the program.
Thanks for joining us.
Good to have you here.
Now, this is a pretty historically significant song. Can you describe to our listeners, the story behind it, I suppose?
Well, the story of the song is it's a dedication song to the journey of Eddie Koiki Mabo and his great battle with the High Court decision in 1992. The song came about a couple of years ago when Gail Mabo heard another song of mine called Freedom and approached me to see if I could do a remake of this song. She originally had a part of the song written for a theater production show she had. After being approached and listening to the song, I said, yeah, I would love to be a part of it. And this is the result we came up with, Koiki.
Great. And can you, I guess, just explain exactly to our listeners why the song is being released on Saturday, which is June 3rd?
All right. June 3rd in 1992 was when the High Court decision passed the first level land rights claim by Koiki Mabo. It is known as the Mabo ruling. And every June 3, we have been celebrating this decision. And on this year marks the 25th anniversary since that High Court decision back in 1992. So we, like I said, timed the song to be released on this day. I'm actually up in Townsville now to be with the Mabo family.
Wow.
To be able to have the celebrations. I just arrived, actually. You guys called me up, got off a plane. ready to go and meet up with the families and get ready for the events that's happening here in Townsville.
Wow.
Great. And it's obviously been a pretty busy week. You're on the project the other night. You've done a string of interviews. It must be a really exciting week for you and for the family.
Absolutely. It has been a couple of weeks, actually. So,
yeah.
Everything's been happening. I mean, we have the whole Reconciliation Week, celebrating 50 years since the 1967 referendum, and all the events are happening in the community. So I've been traveling like all around Queensland. I'm here in Townsville, and then I go back up to the Torres Straits and fly over to London, just promoting all of this.
Wow.
So it's
busy schedule. Yeah, definitely. And now just to your music, I guess. So how did you first get involved with music? When did you first start rapping?
When I first started rapping, I was like, I think, 7 years old.
Wow.
Hip-hop came up in the Torres Straits. I didn't know what the name of the art form was. I just knew all the older people I was following at that time was doing this new cool dance, doing these beatboxes with their mouth and just speaking in rap. And I'm like, okay, I wanted to be a part of it. So I grew up around that, and later I discovered that this was hip-hop. And it was, the freedom of expression and just being able to be a part of what everybody was doing at that time. And I've been a part of the culture ever since.
Wow. And you've had, a pretty incredible career. Have you got any sort of highlights that you want to share?
Wow, there's a lot of highlights.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I think everything is a highlight right now. It's just being able to do what I love to do is create music and travel and perform, write music, collaborate with some great people. Like on the first album, we had a song remake, of the Cristiano, My Island Home. We did a version of that, and I got to perform that with her a couple of times. I did a song with Archie Roach called Freedom, and I've got to perform with him a couple of times.
Some big names there. Big names there that you've performed with.
It's just been great being able to, meet these people. These are people that, are icons for me in the Australian music industry, and I've grew up on their music, and to be able to chill with them and then collaborate with them has just been a blessing.
Yeah, and I guess, have you got any advice to, in particular, young Indigenous people who are looking to get into music?
Not just music, but anything. If you have a passion and a drive for it, to keep doing it, like, just keep at it and don't let any other influences steal you away from your passion. I mean, if I could If I say I had a dollar for every time people told me to give up, I'd be a very rich man right now.
It's funny because we ask that question to most musicians who come in, and
not only musicians, anyone in the entertainment
industry,
and
they all say quite similar answers, that you've just got to keep going and not take no for an answer.
Persistence beats resistance.
Exactly. That's a great one about persistence beats resistance. And you know, and what I want people to understand is just appreciate the journey. I mean, we know that the destination will come regardless if you keep at it. The journey is the most exciting part. And once you get to sit down and reflect on the whole story of where you come from, it's just, it's something to really sit down and think like, wow, did I really do that? And, you know, so enjoy the journey and appreciate every moment of it.
Good advice there.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, Mau Power. We know you're navigating your way through the Townsville Airport, so we'll let you go. We're going to have a listen now to to Koiki, which is released on Saturday. Obviously, a huge weekend coming up. All the best. Good luck with it. And have a great time in Townsville, and then when you head over to London.
Yeah, thanks
so
much. Very grateful.
All the best. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
People fought for their basic human rights. The right to walk into shops, cinemas, try on clothes, swim in a public pool, to buy a cuppa from a local cafe, and of course the right to vote. They are part of the movement changing the world. One man, Eddie Koiki Mabo, took the fight to the highest establishments in the land. He challenged the most powerful laws of the country. A legacy of a courageous man, a freedom fighter, a deep thinker, a free spirit, father, son and brother. A person connected to the history and a visionary that saw long into the future. He knew that things must change for his people.
The messenger breathes his truth with a native tongue. For the future, the journey, an important one. His story was one about birthright. History will remember this great fight. That moment, terra nullius abolished, planted a seed for our people to be acknowledged. Inspire minds with missions of sovereignty. Reclaim our heritage, reclaim our identity. A warrior stands for its beliefs. What is a chief if he never learns to lead? Carry the flags, burn a memoir created for us, and tell our stories so our children believe. George Mice said we deserve the best. The time for change is here, stand proud and show our strength. And in this moment, may we never forget those who fought the battles for us to get respect. Sight, a legacy endured a great fight. Let's not forget David Passy, who shares this moment. That spear that broke a system, so heroic. They are the leaders of which the future will remember. History is the story we speak. The names run deep in your veins. Speak of a world where culture remains. June 3, let us march in unity. A single moment that defined our identity. Carry the flags, burn a memoir created for us, and tell our stories so our children believe. Malu Wap said we deserve the best. The time for change is here, stand proud and show our strength. And in this moment, let us never forget those who fought these battles for us to get respect.